Greetings in the name of Jesus from Eastern Mennonite Missions. My name is Jerry Keener, and I've connected with EMM for many years, currently serving as president. I'd like to thank Gingrichs for your engagement in God's mission through EMM over the years. Many of you have served through EMM. You've given of your finances, and you have been the good soil in which persons have been prepared to serve in God's ministry. I think of Barry Freed, who is our mission support team coach, who continues to serve. And then there's Laurie Keena Gingrich, who serves on our board. Both of these persons served in ministry overseas with EMM around the globe and currently are still engaged in work with EMM. So thank you for your engagement all these years through EMM. And also appreciate the local ministry you're doing in Lebanon. We appreciate that so much because both local and international ministry go hand in hand for giving us perspective in God's work. Today I'd like to focus on missions, naturally, and will share some of my story in God's call, as well as EMM's story, and then a bit about the planned move of EMM offices from Salonga to Lancaster. When I think about the call of God to Abram and how Jesus called his people, how he called his disciples, I see here a pattern in how God calls us today, so I'd like to focus on this a bit and begin by reading Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3, which reads, "The Lord said to Abram, 'Leave your country and your people and your father's household and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and you will be a blessing to peoples throughout the whole earth.'" So we see here that God called Abraham, and he said, "Go, and I will show you," which is the title to my message. Go and I will show you. You see, when God calls us to ministry and to missions, he doesn't spell out everything in advance as to what's going to happen. It is a journey. It is a discovery. And when I sensed my call to ministry and missions early in life, I didn't know exactly what that would look like. But I did have a sense that God's call for me meant to offer whatever gifts he's given me in ministry to use wherever the church has need for those gifts. The focus of that call has been on urban and cross-cultural missions and contexts. And over the years, various positions were discerned to be God's open doors. But before I began this journey, I called together the elders at Elizabethtown Mennonite Church, people who knew me well, to discern what that would look like for at least the very beginning. So we spent time praying and thinking and talking together. And the upshot of that conversation was an affirmation for me to take a pastorate in New York City at 7th Avenue Mennonite Church and to also work with young people in New York City. Not long afterward, the Lord brought Donna Zare into my life in a refreshing way. And we married and she moved to Harlem where I was living and working. And that opened up a whole new set of doors of opportunity for ministry in New York City. For 15 years, we worked with Heartsease Home, caring for teenagers in the foster care system of New York City. What a learning opportunity and what a way of sharing God's love for others. During these years, God brought Jeremiah 29:7 into our lives as a guiding vision, which says, "Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have called you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for if it prospers, you too will prosper." Certainly those early years in New York City felt like exile. But out of that situation and those sometimes difficult, trying circumstances, We forged very phenomenal relationships and learned a lot through that process. And from there, then God called us as a family to Vietnam, to Saigon, to serve among the Vietnamese Mennonite Church, which was really not formed very well at that point yet. God blessed that as well. And as we look back, we see how God's hand was with us all along the way. God provided daily direction, even though in many seasons, I did not understand what this was all about. Yet each season was fruitful, and each season served as a preparation for the next season of ministry, for what we're involved in today. So that's just a bit of my story, our story. And EMM also has been on a journey of answering God's call to mission. Over 100 years ago, 12 persons got together and felt God's call to reach out to the people around Lancaster area. And eventually that formed into Eastern Mennonite missions. And in the last over 100 years, 7,000 people have been called to service through EMM. They have served in 21 states of the USA and in over 109 countries around the globe. Through these efforts, miraculously, God established 12 national churches that are thriving to this day with combined membership of over 500,000. These ministries exist in Eastern Africa, Western Africa, Central and South America, Asia, plus many churches up and down the eastern seacoast of the USA. God has truly blessed the efforts, the people, and the work of His people through EMM all these years. Just last year, 2019, there were 96 long-term workers serving with EMM. I'd like to introduce to you the guiding document of Eastern Mennonite Missions. It's called A Garden in Spring. And in this document, you can find much information about the history of EMM, what we're currently doing, our core values, our guiding principles, and our mission statement. The mission statement reads, Christ's transforming love compels us to cross cultures, engage the world, and make disciples of Jesus. And you might ask yourself and us the question, how do you keep doing that in a time of COVID-19? Well, it's not easy, and we have to do a lot of changing, just like instead of my being with you today, I'm here by video. And we don't know exactly how our workers continue to connect with people around the globe, but we believe they are doing it, and we haven't just heard the stories yet. But one of the stories is from Leon Zimmerman, who is a teacher. He lives in the United States and travels extensively to teach courses around the globe. And he is working with one of our other workers who is tech savvy and creating videos for his teaching that can be then used by these local churches around the globe. The mantra that we're using is the work continues on. God's mission has not changed. We just need to find another way to do it. It's not a matter of will we continue, it's a matter of how we continue. And of course, then that brings me to another key aspect of what we're doing. As we know, there's a lot of changing dynamics in mission. The message or the idea of missions used to be from the West to the rest of the world. Well, now it's from everywhere to anywhere. And the West, in fact, is not able. Many of us cannot go to many places around the world. But what we have seen is that those people have come here. And Lancaster and its environs has recently been named as the refugee capital of the United States because in the last 5 years, we have sponsored 20 times more refugees per capita than anywhere else in the United States. What this does is brings the people from around the world to Lancaster, and it is an opportunity for us to engage with refugees and immigrants in a way that is very fascinating and powerful. So this is actually an opportunity for us to engage in many ways that we would not have been able to otherwise. And the vision is that as we work with refugees and immigrants and they come to faith, they stay in contact with their home communities around the globe and can carry the gospel back to them. So as I mentioned earlier, I would talk about our move to Lancaster from the offices in Salunga, where we've been for over 50, 60 years. And actually, this move is very strategic because it brings us into proximity to where people are. And that is where Jesus and the early church and the early apostles did. They went to the people. EMM is in a position to offer cross-cultural training and to arrange opportunities for local churches to engage in missions right here on our home front. The vision for moving the offices to Lancaster or some urban area is not new. It's been around for 20, 30, perhaps even more years than that. I am quite fascinated to recognize how we are in the process of moving, even as these changes are happening around the globe. The refugees are here. And also now with COVID-19 also impacting travel, what more opportunity we have to reach out to those around us in a new way? Will EMM stop sending people around the globe? No, there is no intention of that. But what it means is that we will also be seeing how we can connect more intentionally with the people who are right here. We have seen many God moments in this proposed move to 450 North Prince Street. And they are too numerous to mention here, but I will just mention that one of them was a great welcoming spirit from the churches and local community organizations in Lancaster when we first started talking about doing this. They were so delighted with the idea that EMM would position itself right in the middle of Lancaster. And then there was about a dozen people from the area, Christian people, who took it upon themselves to think, fast, pray, and discuss and discern for about a year on what kind of ministry should take place there. The upshot of that ministry discernment is that we will establish a hospitality center on the first floor and make it available for people around the area. It's very interesting to note that God gave Israel a strategic location to share Yahweh faith in the world. It was at the center of the trade routes between Egypt, Syria, Assyria, and the Mesopotamia, the Babylonians and the Persians. Likewise, 450 North Prince Street is at the center of the movements in this county. It offers opportunity for reaching out to people, and especially to the refugees and immigrants of Lancaster, to share the gospel. We plan to have a cafe-style arrangement on the ground floor and a welcoming space for dialogue and for community and discussions to happen throughout the area there. At this point, I'm going to ask our technicians to show a video. This video will give an overview of the planned move to 450 North Prince Street. And we are so delighted that this project is moving forward. After the video, we will come back on camera and share a little bit of an update of what the status of things are and how you can get involved. So now just pay attention to this video.
The way of Jesus is to transform our lives. And it's not only the people who are not yet knowing Jesus who need to be transformed, but we ourselves need to be continuously transformed in our walk with Jesus.
We've learned over the years that moving, changing someone's location, adds to understanding and perspective that doesn't happen otherwise. And so EMM has a long history of sending missionaries to many different countries.
Their missional models have been very successful, but have been flexible over time. And I think early on, They concentrated on the rural parts of our globe.
By 2008, half the world was living in an urban area, and EMM itself is increasingly working in urban areas.
For many years, EMM was involved locally in different types of ministries, but the vast majority of its work has been overseas over the last 100 years. And as you move into other contexts and other cultures, you think about how you bring the love of Christ into that context, and so where you are really matters. And so now we have an opportunity to do that in a new, fresh way right here in Lancaster City.
This property is a very desirable property, both the location and where development is happening here in the city. And the owner, I understand, really felt strongly and compelled that EMM was to be here. So strongly, in fact, that reduced the price by half so that it made it accessible and affordable for us to obtain this building.
So we're owners of this Droopy company, which is based in Lancaster City. What we do is hire refugees. Sometimes it's the first time they get employment in the U.S.
When we heard that Eastern Mennonite Missions had bought this property, we were excited just to think about what their engagement in the city would look like. The city is a central place. The nations of the world literally are all around us. We all of a sudden started realizing that all these resettled refugee families were moving right into our neighborhood, and it was like such a almost surprise, like it was something unexpected that we hadn't really thought about when we moved to our neighborhood.
We're really eager to turn the first floor into what we're calling a hospitality center. We will be knocking out quite a few of the walls and creating a cafe, commercial kitchen, and a large and small meeting space. We're very interested in cross-cultural training and cross-cultural relationships and making people feel welcome and at home no matter sort of where they're from or who they are.
I was really encouraged that they would take time to ask people that have like lived here and have been a part of the fabric of this community. I felt like that was really honoring to the city that they would take that time to hear from those of us that have lived here.
Our offices in Salonga were kind of dispersed, but this will enable us all to be on the same floor.
Being a city resident, I love to see old buildings being renovated and used again. And I also think it's a great idea for EMM to have all its offices in one location.
Your involvement is limited by your imagination.
We need lots and lots of different people engaging in many different ways. We're going to invite many different people who have skills and trades in the labors. It'll be an opportunity to do multi-year pledges, up to 5 years, cash gifts. There's an opportunity to do estate planning and larger bequest gifts. Last but not least, people's time and people's prayer.
This is a way of walking the path that Jesus would walk.
In closing, I'd like to share a brief update on what's happening with the 450 North Prince Street project. In February, we had a groundbreaking, as it were. Perhaps smashing walls would make more sense than groundbreaking. But from there, we began construction, renovation, and had a couple weeks of volunteer labor, persons like yourselves who came to the facility and helped to tear down walls and clean out wires and all kinds of things. There were nearly 200 people who contributed to that demolition time. The construction was underway until Governor Wolf declared non-essential businesses to discontinue, so it was shut down for about 5-6 weeks. But it has resumed as of May 1st, and so the construction continues on, and we're delighted to see the progress of this project. For more information, you can go onto our website at emm.org/450. Go to that website, emm.org/450, and you can read about the ideas. You can read about many of the things that are happening there and the current progress. There are updates posted about every 2 weeks or so with pictures of what's happening there. And so this brings me to how you can be involved in this. And the most important thing is for your prayers, not only for 450, but for the entire ministry of EMM. God moves in response to his people's prayers. And we just ask that you continue to keep us in your prayer on a regular basis and realize that we need your prayer and God's direction with so many things. And of course, there's always money that's needed. So continue to send in your contributions to EMM and to the people you're supporting and so forth that we are so much in need of. At the same time, we're not here to make a big pitch on that because we recognize a lot of stresses economically at this time. But then for more long range, we ask you to think about volunteering in the EMM ministries. Many of the people, I talked about 7,000 people who have served through EMM. Many of them were directed toward EMM because a parent or a leader or someone, a youth leader, shoulder tapped a young person and sometimes an older person and said, you know, I see God's gifts in you and I think you could make a contribution in ministry through EMM. So start talking to your young people, even in middle school. Share the missionary stories. Trigger that passion for learning and for ministry and for sharing the love of Jesus. And when specific opportunities come around, suggest them. That is how many, many people come to decide to make their life investment in ministry and in missions. And of course, there also will be some volunteer opportunities available at 450. I think there will be some wire pooling or other opportunities before long. If you keep in tune to the website, emm.org/450, those opportunities will be evident to you as they come available. So I thank you so much for giving us some time to share this with you. Above all, we just pray that God will show you how you continue to minister the love of Jesus in your local area and around the globe. And we would just be delighted to have you do that continually through EMM. God bless you. God keep you in his way and be faithful unto you. We thank you for this. Amen.